Pán Boh je v roku, je Bohu srdcu. Amen. Today's gospel reading is actually a response to something that happens earlier in the gospel, something that happens earlier in the chapter. Christ goes to a pool where there are many, many paralytics and sick people, and the belief was if they could get into the pool quick enough, they would be healed once God's angel came down to stir the water, the pool of Bethesda. And Christ heals the paralytic on the Sabbath. And so naturally the Pharisees are upset about this. How can we heal someone on the Sabbath? And they want to kill him. Not only because he's healing on the Sabbath, but he goes on to say and compare God as his father. He says that God is his father, and he makes himself equal to the father. And so they want to kill him. Knowing this, Christ gives an answer. He answers them with today's gospel reading. Today's gospel reading is also not only there today, which is Red Sunday in the Armenian Church, because in Armenia today and in the season, all the fields are blossoming with red flowers. And as I said in Armenia, if the Armenian Church started here in Texas, it may have been called Blue Sunday, with all the blue lights that are out there. But this is also Red Gospel reading. A very specific time in the Armenian Church. And it's read when there's a funeral. At the gravesite, when we go to the gravesite, the priest reads this gospel. As the family gathers around the grave and are about to lower the casket into the ground, he reads this. And it's not only because he speaks about the resurrection in this gospel, but it also gives the listeners hope and a purpose for life. Many of us have heard about the greyhound dogs that race. And these greyhound dogs, they are trained specifically to chase after a mechanical rabbit. And this rabbit is controlled by someone up in the press box, and is controlled in such a way that it is always one step ahead of the dogs, so that the dogs are never able to catch. So one day, I read in Florida, probably many years ago, there was a race, huge race that was supposed to happen. And all these dogs were all lined up in their cages already, and everyone was all excited, everyone got their popcorn and their drinks and everything. And so they shoot the gun goes off, the cages open up, and the dogs go running after this mechanical rabbit. And as the rabbit goes around the first turn, there's a malfunction. It explodes and bursts into flames. Now the dogs don't know what to do. They're so used to and trained to follow this rabbit. Some of them sit on the ground and go to sleep. Others start to chase their tails. And then others just start to bark and howl. But not one dog finishes the race. We are very similar to dogs in that sense. We have been trained to do something, have a purpose in life. And when that purpose is lost, we don't know what to do anymore. It might be a job, it might be a marriage, it might be a loved one, it might be something else. But when we lose our purpose, we become like these dogs, and some of us, unfortunately, even fall into depression. I have been dozens upon dozens, unfortunately, of funerals while I've been here in the past 10 years. And probably one of the hardest moments in any funeral service, I always try to warn the family ahead of time and tell them there's going to be a moment in the service where we lower the casket into the ground. And that's one of the hardest
Because when somebody passes away, doesn't matter who they are, whether it be a child, a parent, a sister or brother, a friend, a co-worker, it doesn't matter. Whenever someone passes away, our lives change. The world around us has changed. We usually create a routine around someone. And when that person is no longer in that routine, we don't know how to function. But the world changes. The truth, though, is, and a glorious truth at that, is in today's gospel reading. The gospel reading teaches us about resurrection, about life, but it also teaches us about hope and purpose. If you ask the average person, anyone in here too, before my sermon, probably, but if I ask anyone, and you ask anyone, what's the purpose of life? What is your goal in life? More often than not, the average person would say something to the effect of, to make money, to have a good retirement, to live well, to leave a world better now than I have for my children, to get cars, to take vacations, to travel, all these things. And these are all wonderful, beautiful things. There's nothing wrong with those things. But if that is our goal in life, then we are greatly mistaken. Because all of these things end. They pass away, and they stop. Our purpose in life should be and must be the resurrection. Very few people, myself included, live our lives thinking about the resurrection to come. If we were to go around and start talking to everyone and say, are you ready for the resurrection? They're going to say, they're going to say, what is this person? It's crazy. But this is how we have to live our lives. Because the resurrection is real and it is coming. This is why we have a church inside our church for 40 days after Easter. People say, oh, there's nowhere to put this church. That's why they have one up here. And it's just there. It's a model of this church. No, this is the tomb of Christ. And it's empty. There's nothing in it. Maybe there's some candles. But Christ is not in there because he is resurrected.
This is why all of our crosses are empty
in the Armenian church. We don't have crucifixes. It symbolizes and reminds us of the resurrection. We need to live as people who believe in the resurrection and are preparing for the resurrection. We are people of the resurrection, especially the Armenian people. How many times we have been murdered and destroyed and resurrected from? And this church is testimony to that too. We are people of the resurrection. We have to prepare for that. Christ says, do not worry about tomorrow. Do not worry about what you will eat, or what you will drink, or what you will wear. All these things will be given to you. He says, first seek the kingdom of God, and all these things will be. This is our purpose in life. The gospel says, those who do good, today's gospel, those who do good will be resurrected to the resurrection of life. And those who do evil will be resurrected to the resurrection of judgment. So the two questions we should ask ourselves every day we should ask ourselves. First, what is our purpose in life? Is it money, food, houses, vacations, retirement? Because if they are, these things, as I said, pass away. And we will end up being like those frogs that chase their tails when they disappear. We won't know what to do anymore. So what is our purpose in life? And second, what are we doing to achieve it? Are we doing good things to be resurrected to the resurrection of life? Or are we doing things that are not good? We may not say they're evil in our eyes, but in God's eyes,